You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, streaming online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. You can become a member right now by calling 877-910-8989, 877-910-8989. And of course, online, lakeshorepublicradio.org. Click on the white donate button with the red lettering in the upper right-hand corner. Become a member today. That's $75 level. Lakeshore Public Radio limited edition hipster coffee mug. It's got the hipster deer on it with the Charles Dickens top hat, a little red bow tie action, and of course, a bag of Dagger Mountain Roastery coffee beans from Dagger Mountain in Valparaiso. And I've got Dan Evans in studio with us. Dan, you're the co-owner of Dagger Mountain Roastery. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you here in studio during our year-end winter membership campaign. And there's something about, I think, coffee and the winter, the cold months, that really goes together well. Do you sell more coffee in the winter than you do in the summer or the spring?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy coffee every day, so I think it's good all days of the year.
That makes two of us. Doesn't matter when it is. So hot coffee, cold coffee, what do you guys do at Dagger Mountain?
Yeah, so we started out just serving, well, we do only serve in shop just black coffee. Mm-hmm. So I think like the next closest roaster would be, 20 miles away or so. So we do have this little bubble of, creative, we could just do whatever we want. So,
okay.
So we started out just so, you just buy like the actual coffee whole bean, and then you can also, get a cup there. We have fancy espresso drinks. And then we also can cold brew. So that's like really, we took all of the work out of, because a good cup of coffee takes some work. So yeah. We took all the work out of it. You just crack open a can and drink iced coffee.
Crack open a cold one with the boys, as they
exactly.
say. Okay, so for me, I drink coffee black only. Mm-hmm. I used to be a cream and sugar kind of guy. Not going to lie, I was a fan of like the pumpkin spices.
Sure, yeah.
I just kind of grew out of it, and my wife and I, about a year ago, did Whole 30, which you can't have certain things, and so that really kind of got me on the black coffee kick, and
yeah.
That's the only way I drink my coffee now, so
yeah.
That's the only way you serve it in shop is black.
Yeah, yeah, so, if you do like those extra things, we have like our espresso menu, so that's kind of, we built that menu to compensate for people who don't enjoy black coffee.
Okay, are you guys, I guess, maybe pardon the question, but are you coffee snobs or coffee connoisseurs?
It's a good question. I think, we purposefully wanted to serve black coffee to kind of just challenge something in your life that you never think twice about. You're just like, oh, this has milk in it, so I'm putting mm-hmm. milk in it.
Yeah.
When really, like, what we're serving is just extremely different than Folgers or Starbucks. So, you put milk in it to make it taste better or to change the actual taste. So we don't want to change it. We purposefully designed this coffee we chose this coffee mm-hmm. to taste this way. So we just wanted to present something that was like purposeful and
interesting
so it's not so
generic, bland.
I don't fault people. You drink your coffee how I think coffee should be drank, like enjoy it how you'd like, but this is just a different experience. So mm-hmm. Right now we have a coffee that is like it usually goes for $600 a pound.
What?
so
wait, back up. $600 a pound.
Yeah. It's recently just sold.
You can
for
go
$600.
To jail for things that cost $600 a pound.
Yeah.
Okay, explain this.
Yeah.
What kind of coffee is this?
So
is it a bean?
This
what
is what's known as in the coffee world as geisha. So what everybody's after right now. It's
uh-huh.
just this coffee that's just magic. So coffee originated in Ethiopia. And we can talk about that all day. But this specific plant, like this film crew went to go film a coffee documentary mm-hmm. in Ethiopia and just sort of like ended up giving up on the film because they loved the coffee culture there so much, wow. and growing it and all the growing practices. So they kind of, I don't know if they ditched the film or they just kind of put it on the back burner, but they asked like the chief there if they mm-hmm. could use this geisha bean and grow it. So they ended up growing that coffee. And we, you know, this same coffee sells for $600 a pound. We obviously didn't pay that much. We're selling it for, I think, $20 a bag or something like that.
A little more reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we found it for a good deal. And it's, you know, fresh crop. It's a beautiful coffee. It's so elegant. It, you know, it doesn't knock your socks off with, you know, fruitiness or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it kind of tastes like a black tea with like some lemon in it. And it just makes you like think a lot. So that's okay. kind of like it's a real experience to taste this coffee and, you know, kind of enjoy it.
And here it is in Valparaiso,
yep.
like right down the road from our yeah. studios in Merrillville. That's yeah. pretty wild. You're listening to Morning Edition here on listener-supported Lakeshore Public Radio. This is our winter membership campaign, and we're asking for you to help support local public radio by making that pledge of support. The $75 level right now gets you the Lakeshore Public Radio limited edition hipster Christmas deer coffee mug with the new Lakeshore Public Radio logo on it, as well as a delicious bag of Dagger Mountain Roastery. And I've got Dan Evans, co-owner of Dagger Mountain, in studio with me right now. Dan, you're the co-owner. Who's the other half?
My wife, Ashton Whitley.
So it's a cohabitational work environment as well.
Yeah, it's great.
What's that like working with your better half?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That's right. She's listening right now.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think she's a genius, and it's nice to bounce off ideas off of her. Mm-hmm. And we have a great team, like outside of, you know, us two. So it's a really, I'd put our team up against anybody. We're the best.
So how does one get involved in the coffee business in Valparaiso, Indiana?
Yeah, so I think you start making coffee for people. And I worked at other couple cafes in Valpo before opening this, but you know, you start making a cup of coffee and you just, how do I make this better? How do I make this better? Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that by 10 years and you're roasting your own coffee.
Wow. So, you've been in the coffee game for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think while I was in high school, I was, you know, working at a cafe downtown.
Like a barista kind of a thing. Yeah. Do you guys have different color aprons or no?
No aprons.
No aprons. Okay. some coffee organizations do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's it like? What's that coffee scene like in Northwest Indiana? There's a really big craft brew scene here in the region. I mm-hmm. think there's probably a growing sort of farm to table scene in Northwest Indiana. Is the coffee scene kind of like that? Is it growing? Is it peak?
No, I'd definitely say it's growing. And you know, it's like any food where, you know, you want it just makes sense to, instead of buying it from a massive company, you'd mm-hmm. rather just give it to the guy next door to you.
Yeah.
So in that sense, like, you know, business is going pretty well, and we've collaborated with lots of microbreweries. Like right now, I think you could find the Wheelhouse from Forefathers in Valpo, which is their Imperial Coffee Stout that we work together on. They have a few different variants. They did like a sour version of an Imperial Coffee Stout, a barrel-aged version, mm-hmm. a vanilla version. So it's all like
different versions.
Yeah. And so, you know, in that sense, you know, there's businesses in the community that are working with other businesses. And it's like that's kind of, you know, that's a piece of our community anyways. And mm-hmm. it's just a lot of fun to, you know, work with people next door rather than, you know, from California or New York
right.
or whatever.
Keeping it all local.
Yeah.
Local businesses working with and kind of supporting each other. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's what we're doing here during our winter membership campaign. We are keeping it local with you here in Northwest Indiana Public Radio, supported by you, the listeners. The $75 level right now gets you the hipster coffee mug with the hipster deer, the Lakeshore Public Radio logo on it, and of course a delicious bag, if I might say, of Dagger Mountain Roastery. Talking with Dan Evans, the co-owner of Dagger Mountain, located in Valparaiso. And Dan, I did an informal poll, and by that I mean I asked folks on social media and via email newsletters what is their favorite coffee in Northwest Indiana, and Dagger Mountain won outright. And I said, you know what? We got to get Dan in here. We got to get the guys in here. And you joined us at this point, I think maybe a couple of months ago.
Maybe 6 months or so, yeah.
It's been that long. Yeah, you came in with Let's Eat with Chef Nick and talking about different coffee, and you brought some cold brew, and I came back to try some, and they were all gone. Everybody had already swiped them up. And then, do you see trends? Like, what are sort of the trends in coffee? It's no longer just, like you said, a Folgers or a Maxwell House. Yeah. Get your cup of Joe at the diner and get to the office. Like, it's what's the next big thing? Is it the $600 bag of coffee?
I think there's a lot of trends. You know, we're seeing a lot of the nitro coffees getting big. So you like cold brew coffee and then you put it in a keg and force that with nitrogen. So it gets like that creamy body, that
interesting,
like thick, creamy head to it. Kind of like a Guinness, if you can imagine that. And then there's like barrel aging coffee. So you take the green beans unroasted, put it in a barrel, mm-hmm. and they sort of like soak up some of the barrel flavor, and then you roast those. And it's almost like drinking like a non-alcoholic sort of like bourbon or whatever you
make
the barrel taste like.
Okay.
Then there's, buying extraordinarily expensive coffee and, diving in as crazy as you want to dive.
Just to kind of try it all.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I just like the simple, like solid cup of coffee, like mm-hmm. just the smooth Guatemalan that just kind of just makes you don't know what you're tasting. You just can't quite put your finger on it. Like that's what I love more than anything.
So what about the beans? My wife and I are big Peruvian bean coffee drinkers. So you just mentioned Guatemalan.
Sure.
Talked earlier about Ethiopian coffee mm-hmm. as well. Do the beans matter?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So everything matters. So coffee is generally grown around the equator. It's called the coffee belt. So
and we are far from the coffee belt.
We're very far from, So everything matters, from like your soil content. So like what's the acidity of the soil? Mm-hmm. It's much like, wine and grapes. Like every different species of grapes matters. Mm-hmm. Like where coffee's elevation matters, and then what side of the mountain it's on due to like
sunny side versus like a shaded side.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or
so
dry side and mild, damp side kind of thing. Okay.
Exactly. And the idea there is sort of keeping the coffee cold enough to like take longer to develop mm-hmm. and to sort of ripen. So the longer it takes to ripen, the sweeter it becomes.
Interesting.
So that's kind of the idea there. And, then how you pick it, how you process it, how you roast it, how you brew it, it all matters. So it gets really, really tedious really, really quickly. But at the end of the day, it's really exciting. Like another coffee we have at the moment is a naturally processed Kenyan coffee. So Kenya is known for maybe like their more humid climate. Mm-hmm. So when you dry process a coffee, the humidity is liable to ruin your crop, your harvest. So you have to take certain precautions in order for that not to happen. Mm-hmm. So a naturally processed Kenyan is rare due to that. And so we have like a Kenyan coffee that's naturally processed. And when you hear these terms of processed, it just refers how you get the pit of the cherry out of the cherry. So the cherry pit is the coffee bean.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. So a naturally processed means they pick it and they just dry it in the sun and kind of keep it from molding.
Yeah.
And then we get it. And when we roast a naturally processed or dry processed coffee, mm-hmm. they're just so fruity. It's like drinking jam.
It's like drinking jam that you can put in a barrel, or you can put in a beer, or just in a regular coffee mug black. So you and your wife, Ashton, do you have – are your passports full? Are you traveling to these places?
Unfortunately, I've not gotten to travel yet. It's in our short-term goals for sure. Keeping a business alive is
tough
hard.
Enough.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. And we work with some really great companies like importing the coffee. So we know that it's like from an ethical source and – mm-hmm. they're not destroying their environment and they're empowering women.
So like fair trade kinds of stuff, organic if possible.
Fair trade is good, organic's good, but these are things that, what the coffee we're buying goes even a step or two beyond those things.
Yeah.
So fair trade, I think, is like $1.15 or $1.50 at the moment, yeah. Something like that. And we pay like well above those prices. So it feels good to do that. It feels good to like see where your money's going on your farm and buying that coffee the next year. And
really being able to reinvest in those organizations to make sure that, you know, Kenyan coffee or the Honduran or Peruvian, whatever kind of blend it is, that it's going to be available for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's kind of like a pledge drive when you make that that donation. See, always working.
This guy needs a raise.
You heard it here. Make the pledge of support right now, 877-910-8989. Again, that $75 level gets you the brand new limited edition Lakeshore Public Radio Hipster Deer coffee mug. And I say limited edition because once they're gone, we're moving on to the next one. They're not going to be printed. So, Dan, we're going to have to go ahead and hook you you and Ashton up with some more coffee mugs. I know we got them to you last time, but you'll be able to go ahead and have your own collection of Lakeshore Public Radio coffee mugs. And, of course, the Dagger Mountain coffee. A lot of folks out there have already made that pledge of support at the $75 level. They're going to be given that. And you know what? Maybe when you try it, you go back to Dagger Mountain and you also pick up a bag as well to give as a gift, because it's going to be so good you're not going to want to just give it away to somebody. Maybe share it with a house guest when they come through for the holidays. Dan, is there anything else that we haven't talked about with regards to Dagger Mountain? Where you guys are – oh, yeah, I guess contact information,
yeah, absolutely.
Right? Facebook, phone number, website, et cetera. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably Instagram's our most used platform. So
very well curated, I must say. There are some great photos on your Instagram page. So is it you? Is it Ashton? Are you outsourcing?
Yeah, we our manager Tony is he's just
give Tony
he's
a raise.
Gifted. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So follow us on Instagram, Facebook, daggermountain.com. It's pretty easy. My email is dan@daggermountain.com if you have any questions or concerns or anything like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We're in Valparaiso. We're kind of tucked away in like a warehouse district. So it's kind of off the beaten path, which kind of it's weird, we know. But we never wanted to open there. We sort of – it just happened. So come visit us. And
and how long have you guys been there now?
We're working on our third year.
Okay.
Being open. So, and we are open another year before that, not
at that location.
To the public. But
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very cool, Dan. Thank you so much again for the donation from Dagger Mountain Roastery and for waking up bright and early, although I assume you're probably a morning guy, right? Coffee?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Well, I appreciate you swinging by during Morning Edition, and we'll hopefully be able to chat again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
And that phone number again, 877-910-8989, and online, lakeshorepublicradio.org. Click on the white donate button with the red lettering to become a member today. $75, the Lakeshore Public Radio coffee mug, and the Dagger Mountain coffee.